Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network, the intelligent podcast. Running the Point with Jason Carey. Time to get this thing started. You know how I do it. Thank y'all for listening. Say the grace. You can listen to anybody, but you choose to listen to me. We competing for ears out here, so again, I appreciate you for taking the time. So this is really I don't tend to do reaction type episodes, but I think it's just right that I do this. It's 4 or 5 in the morning. I haven't been asleep, which some would say that's not abnormal, but the reason I haven't been asleep is the abnormal part, I think. It's the morning after Kobe Bryant and his daughter, all the 9 people on that plane, on the helicopter, died in a crash. And it's kind of a somber thing for me. Like, the emotions are all over the place. Now, anybody that knows me know that I'm probably one of the advocates for niggas die every day, B. Imparting this, because of the emotion, part in the language, it probably be some language in here too, and that's not normally how I do it, but just bear with me. Sorry, Ma. But, you know, and I don't know where to start really, but I'm not one for an emotional reaction to celebrities passing away or being killed or what have you. But the last few just hit a little different. You know, Nipsey definitely hit different. And I feel that still, like, that was my man's. And I don't know what I was going to feel. Like, honestly, my thought process about Kobe was like, when he was about to retire, like, I never saw, like, you could see people's future a little bit. Like, you could see them as older or as coaches or, you know, their second life. You can usually see them, but I really couldn't see anything else for Kobe. I always said that to myself, never really out loud, but I didn't see anything outside of basketball. But it was cool that he was kind of finding his way without basketball and kind of falling in that space, but he was still Kobe Bryant. And so Kobe Bryant dies in a helicopter crash. Like, you know, I was raised religious and spiritual and, you know, don't question God and all that. But on this one, I'm like, fuck all that. For real. Like, I got questions. Like, why? Like, and why homie had to die like that? Like, you put all the positivity into the world, into the universe, and do good for others and set examples, and, you know, you do all these things. And both of them, Nip, why he had to die like that? Why? And if you think that you didn't like Kobe or he did something, you think he deserved it, all right. His daughter, she's 13. She ain't even lived enough life to deserve to die like that. Kobe took a helicopter to every game for years. Think about how many helicopter rides he's been on. And it was just him and the pilot sometimes, I believe. And now, headed to a youth game, all these people on the helicopter. Hey, man, we're gonna just, hey, man, just jump in the helicopter with us. And it goes down. Why? Aaliyah, why? Like, because that's what it brings into question. And that's kind of why I wanted to do this episode, not only to talk about my own emotions, because if you know me, I used to put my feelings and emotions in the raps. I used to rhyme and record songs, and this stuff would probably find its way into a rap somewhere, but I don't do that as much. So this is how I use my voice. This is how I get this stuff out. Like, I'm up and unsettled because not only does it don't really call into my mortality, because I'm a little different, because I've always been aware. And so that's why I live the way I live. And I try to get others to see things in this manner. If you could never put it into perspective, hopefully this is the thing that puts life in perspective for you. Like, I ain't like trying to be deep or anything. I mean, that's just really how I am and how I think. Always have. I lost my mother at 5 years old. My partner died. He was 19. Had another friend that died. He was in a coma at 15 years old, and they had to pull the plug on him. So, like, death and the shortness of life is something I've been aware of since I was a child. So I always look at, that's why I don't allow, that's why I'm not into the little tiffs that people be getting into and this little small beefs. And I don't really like a whole lot of bullshit in my circle. Like, if you like to keep junk in the air, I don't really want to fool with you all together. So we ain't got to be strained friends. Let's just not be friends at all. I'm struggling with this one because I don't understand it. It don't make a whole lot of sense. But beyond that, like, I don't like when things happen, and I don't particularly like it when things happen and people, like, all of a sudden have this level of depth and, like, you know what, I gotta, you know, I gotta be a better person and all this stuff. And, like, for real, like, if you late in this, you know, if you're young, I understand, but you late in the stage of the game and it takes this, I don't know, who am I to judge, I guess, maybe. If it works for you now, then cool. Who am I to judge? But I got questions why it's taking you this long to figure this thing out. Figure life out. Or to have some depth of your thought. Because I seen some ignorant posts about, you know, just I seen some ignorant posts. And believe me, I'm not about to post it. But I've had some thoughts. But my thoughts were, prior to this, my thoughts were centered around when these deaths were happening around me. And as a kid or an adolescent, nobody cared. Nobody else cared. There was no article in the newspaper about my people. And so I was bitter about it. You know? All this cancer survivor talk. Wasn't none of that when my mama was going through it. Wasn't a whole lot of cancer survivor talk and more birthdays and everybody like carrying the flag. I want dad. It was like cancer almost was a death sentence. At least that's how I saw it. So I was bitter about it. Not bitter no more. And it allows me to see things for what they are and what this moment is for, this what this moment is about. don't know, man. It's a lot of emotions, a lot of emotions surrounding this. And when I say a lot of emotions, because I don't want to blanket that, a lot of emotions, it's very sad. I don't use that word. It's very sad. But it's also frustrating. It's also confusing. You know, it's also a cause for pause or reflection. It's also a little bit angering. And you know, nobody is, it's not like Nip, when Nipsey Hussle got killed, where that anger could be directed at his killer. It's like the anger is directed at the unknown. Because I don't know. Because I don't know. Does, you know, everybody got a number, no matter who you are, your day is coming. And since that's the case, that's why I'm gonna live fast and hard and, you know, keep jumping off cliffs and diving in deep water, you know, because I want to see it all. And I want to feel that excitement at all times. And I want to give other people that excitement and, you know, and bring joy to everybody I touch. That's what I want to do. And I'm going to do it while I'm here. But through this, it's frustrating. That's just another one of those emotions. It's just, I don't. Yeah. And this is not a polished podcast. This is just me getting my thoughts out. This is raw. This is one of those rant episodes. I didn't want this to be the next episode, but it's one of those rant episodes that maybe, just maybe, my thoughts, me getting my thoughts out will help somebody else kind of gather their thoughts. Like, I was looking forward to Gigi growing up like she was my kid or in my family. I was looking forward to her being the pro, female pro version of Kobe. And I don't want to minimize it to sports, but it's just, you think about 13, think about yourself at 13, what you know, what you knew, what you didn't know. And the kids these days are even younger at the age at 13 than we were. We were probably older 13s. I know I was. But to go out like that, why? Why go out like that? And ain't nothing you can do, so it's like carrying around this emotion. Ain't nothing I can do. Nothing. So, after this, I'm going to dust myself off. I usually listen to sports radio and watch Sports Center and all that. I don't want to see another story, tribute, nothing. I don't want to see it right now. Just got to deal with it in my own little way, but it's tough. This one is tough. And I think it's just because him, the perception of him being a good dude. I don't know Kobe, but everybody says he's such a good dude, and just, he was in another one of his moments, I think. He was coming into another moment of his. Like, Nipsey died in his moment, which was the worst. I think Kobe was coming into another moment. He's had his on the court. I think he was coming into his off-the-court moments. And to just check out. Peace. Never to be seen again, heard from again. It's tough. So to everybody that's dealing with this emotion as well, find an outlet, do something with it, put it out, let somebody hear it, write it down, whatever you can, talk to somebody, whatever you got to do. Don't let it weigh you down. turn off, you know, don't look through Twitter, turn off the TV, like, don't listen to the tributes, like, find a way to deal with. And that's the other thing, is we have to find a way to deal with these moments in life. It's tough for a day, but we got to keep pushing. And I feel like that's probably a Mamba mentality. Kobe Bryant, hashtag 24, hashtag 8, gone too soon. You know what to do. You can follow me, Jason804, but we're going to cut this one short. Running the Point, ATL Podcast Network.
You know, what's funny, the thing that had me cracking up all night long was the fact that I go through 20 years of everybody screaming to pass the ball. Then on the last night, they're like, don't pass it. This has been absolutely beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart. And I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. God, I love you guys. And I love you guys.